And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 17th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of Shmuel Yosef Agnon, wrote under the name S.Y. Agnon, born in what is now Ukraine in 1888, grew up in a home where Yiddish was spoken. He could read Hebrew and German. He moved to what is now Israel when he was 20 years old. S.Y. Agnon, whose books include The Bridal Canopy, A Guest for the Night, and who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1966. At his 70th birthday party, he gave a speech, and he said, "I did not recount great things and wonders about myself. An author who believes he has great things to tell about himself misappropriates his mission. The individual to whom God gave an author's pen must write of the acts of God and his wonders with human beings." It's the birthday of Isaac Watts, the church composer, born in Southampton, England, 1674, wrote more than 600 hymns, including Joy to the World and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's the birthday of Ernest Percival Rees, born in London, 1859. He was a mining engineer, but a publisher got him confused with a scholar named John Rees and approached him about editing a series of books called Camelot Classics, and Ernest Rees went ahead and did it. Inexpensive works of classic literature, and he called it Everyman's Library, and it's still in print. It's the birthday of the Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, born in Charleroi, Belgium, on this day in 1894, who proposed the Big Bang theory, saying that the universe originated with a gigantic explosion of what he called a small superatom, and that the universe is constantly expanding. And it's the birthday of the man who gave us the defense attorney Perry Mason, the novelist Earl Stanley Gardner, born Malden, Massachusetts, 1889. He was a lawyer who wrote detective fiction for pulp magazines, and his first Perry Mason novel was The Case of the Velvet Claws. It came out in 1933. Here's a poem by William Shakespeare, his sonnet, When in the Chronicle of Wasted Time. When in the Chronicle of Wasted Time I see descriptions of the fairest whites and beauty making beautiful old rhyme in praise of ladies dead and lovely knights, then in the blazon of sweet beauty's best of hand, of foot, of lip, of eye, of brow, I see their antique pen would have expressed even such a beauty as you master now. So all their praises are but prophecies of this our time, all you prefiguring. And for they looked but with divining eyes, they had not skill enough your worth to sing. For we which now behold these present days had eyes to wonder, but lack tongues to praise. Shakespeare's sonnet, When in the Chronicle of Wasted Time. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, offering Snapshot, a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.